Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and very beautiful tradition and hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever establishes a good habitual practice that people follow even after him, he will get his own reward for it as well as the like of the reward for people performing it." Now, right now we're in the month of Ramadan, and the month of Ramadan is the month of worship of Allah. It's a very spiritual month. We have a lot of opportunities in this month to perform good deeds. And one of the good deeds that we can do in this month is to establish a good habitual practice amongst the people, right? Establish a norm, a habit amongst the people. Like, let's say that you're in a place where people don't have the habit of doing ibadat and worship on the nights of Qadr. Right? Let's say that a lot of us are in places where, you know, there's not a lot of Muslims. The Muslims there, they don't really know have a lot of information about Islam. There might be a lot of new Muslims there who just become Muslim. Right? They don't know a lot about Islam, but we might be coming from places where a lot of things are well known and understood and simply taken as being self-evident. The month of Ramadan is here, we have to fast. You know, the nights of Qadr have come, we have to do Ahya, we have to do worship in the nights of Ahya. And there are things that are self-evident for us, but for a lot of people they're not. For a lot of communities they're not. We might have moved to a certain community where some people just don't know about these things, right? So one of the things that we can do, one of the good deeds that we can do in this month is to establish like a habit amongst the people in this month and for doing good deeds, right? If we do so, according to this tradition, not only will we get reward for establishing that habit, but whoever comes after us and, you know, follows that norm, that habit, that sunnah, we will get the same reward as they do. The Prophet says, without any decrease in their reward thereof. Conversely, the Prophet says, and whoever establishes an evil habitual practice that is followed by people after him, he will be responsible for the burden of his own sin as well as the burden of their sins. Right? So like say that you're in a certain community or in your family, nobody does something evil, something bad, right? But you start it and people start following you and it becomes a norm in your family or in your society or in your community, right? So whoever comes after you, right, and does that because of the norm that you've established, you're going to get the punishment that they did. Right? So let's be careful and not establish any evil norm, in the communities or in the families that we're in. In the end, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, without any decrease in their burdens, they're off. Right? Like, let's say that, you come from a very religious family and nobody in your family does drugs or drinks. But let's say that, you start doing this and because of that, a lot of people become addicted to it. Or maybe there's something worse, right? So you're going to get the burden of their sins as well as your own. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the recompense of one who establishes a habitual practice in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.